Right now it is time for Ruth Epstein and the Republican American Report. Every Monday we check in with Ruth and take a look at the stories that they're following at the Republican American, as Ruth is one of the reporters that covers our exclusive area here in the tri-state region. And we always love having her on Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Oh, that's sweet. Thanks, Marshall. Love being here. Busy weekend, as you well know.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the 9/11 tributes, North Canaan's Knights of Columbus, or Berkshire Knights of Columbus, once again did the 24-hour tribute starting, you know, midnight to midnight, and reading all the names of those who perished either at that day or thereafter, fire people, police people, law enforcement. It's really a very touching ceremony, and especially this year at 20 years. There was also a service in Kent, and I'm not sure about other towns, Marshall.
Well, in South County, Massachusetts, they had a parade, a car parade with first responders that went, I think, from Lenox down to Sheffield. And in New York State, I know that Pine Plains does an amazing job, and Stanford does an amazing job as well. But to my knowledge, and they've done it since year one, nobody does it better than what they do in North Canaan. There's no speeches.
Nope.
They don't sell anything. They give you 24 hours to come
and meditate and
In your own way. And each year they also added in the names of people that soldiers that lost their lives
in Afghanistan. Right.
Yeah, it's just, I think, one of the best ceremonies around.
It's a wonderful thing, and as you say, you can just sit and just listen, and they added in several names, the Afghanistan soldiers, the law enforcement, hats off to Nick DeAngelis. Yeah, he does it every year.
And they even added in this year for the servicemen that lost their lives at the airport in Afghanistan. Even added it. They just do, it's one of the best, most understated 24-hour periods that any organization does.
I totally agree. And, of course, having that huge flag there flying over the whole time is just, it's amazing.
Yep.
And as I say, Nick DeAngelis and the Knights of Columbus deserve a real thank you for that.
Now, did you realize that Mark Kirko got a breakthrough case of COVID-19?
No.
I just spoke to him this morning. He was out of work for 3 weeks. He had a very serious case. And here's a person who gets tested a lot, had the vaccines. And like he said, he was very sick, but if he had not gotten the vaccinations, he would have been in serious trouble. But
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. I found that out this morning, and I was amazed.
I had heard nothing about that. That's amazing. Well, glad he's on the mend.
Well, that's why he was on the air today pushing those vaccinations.
We can't say that enough, Marshall.
Yeah.
We just can't say it enough. And we hear stories about that all the time, and people who don't take it and then die because they, at their last breath, say, I wish I'd done it. So please take heed. Also this weekend, we had the Ag Fair in Cornwall, which was a nice always a nice event. You know, they did pay tribute to 9/11, but then they went and did all the agricultural things that they normally do, and it's the field at Town Green is just filled with all sorts of booths and animals and displays and tributes, and it's lovely. And hats off again to Cornwall for doing that for so many years. I think it was the 39th, they said, annual. I don't know if you saw, we had the figures for the enrollment this year at Region 1, and they've just about stayed the same. We thought maybe they'd go up tremendously because of the influx of people, but some schools went down and some schools went up, and it stayed about 1380 in that vicinity for the whole region. And these are not official until October 1st, but generally they're in the ballpark. October 1st is the official day that the count is made. Interesting stats. Looking ahead.
Day today.
I think we have Region 1 tonight.
Yep.
We also, Salisbury Board of Selectmen, I assume, are meeting tonight. They didn't meet last week, so Canaan met on Tuesday, but I think Salisbury meets tonight. Kent Board of Selectmen is tomorrow night, yep. as is Sharon Board of Selectmen. Yep. I'm sure there are other things going on. There's something. Oh, the Equus event is next Saturday.
That comes up next Saturday. That's a big, yep. a big event for them, yes.
Right, and there is something else next Saturday, and we'll have to get it in the paper because I can't remember at the moment, but I know the 18th, there are things going on. So fall is in the air, but lots of good stuff happening.
On the 18th, I'll be in Millerton, New York. They're having their first annual food festival townwide.
Yes, I did see that.
That's going to go from northeast forward throughout the whole town. We'll be set up in front of the old Irondale Schoolhouse for about 3 hours. And like I said, it's my first time out since I've had my thing. So I'll have people carrying things around for me, and I'll just sit there like Jabba the Hutt.
And have them bring you all the food that they're serving.
I've lost too much weight to have them bring me food.
Yeah, that's true. You're slender now. But so you eat your way? People eat their way across town?
And you know what's great? It includes restaurants, businesses. It's the first year they're trying this, so we'll have to see how it goes.
Mm. Oh, I know what we're missing on the 18th is the Peddler's Fair.
That's right. That takes place in Falls Village.
Falls Village Canaan Historical Society's annual Peddler's Fair. I should not have forgotten that.
And that's a big time event. Yeah, there's a lot of people that show up for that.
Yeah.
All these things are back after a year absence, which is so great.
And it's just huge. Everybody is so anxious to get out that they're so well attended. It's wonderful.
And
yeah.
in the next two weeks, we have the Sharon Fire Department Golf Tournament, which is back this year. And then, of course, the fundraiser for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, their golf tournament. And then they had last week cornhole tournament that was put on by the brewery in Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
They had it at the Salisbury ski jumps. That had 19 teams.
Working, all making money for the Falls Village Daycare, I believe.
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
it?
19 yeah. different teams. Yeah.
That's great. Wonderful. Terrific. The Peddlers is always a fun thing. And put on your calendar the 25th, the Little Guild has its Mutt show up on the town green in Cornwall.
Is that the run and walk, or is that just
the
show?
I think it's just they judge the animals.
Okay,
so
it's an actual show where you can bring your dog and
bring your dog and see, you know, who can sit on a lap at 40 pounds or things like that. It is cute. It is cute. So, stuff going on. Just plenty of stuff going on.
Yeah, we're building back, and hopefully this COVID-19 variant will do what it's done in other countries and start to filter its way back. But here in Connecticut and adjacent eastern New York, there are actually more cases building now on a day-by-day basis. So.
Yeah, well, you and I both get the notes from Superintendent Lisa Carter. We know there are still cases popping up. So far, they haven't had to quarantine or close classes, but it's happening.
And I think what's good about that is what most people don't realize is I had somebody say, why do you put those notices on the air? It's just for the school. I said, no, it's not just for the school.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
It's for people that don't go to school. It's for grandmothers, grandfathers. And also what it shows you is, by the way, people are paying attention because they are getting themselves checked. If they have any sniffles, they're finding out. And most of these cases, because people are really paying attention, they keep it at home. It doesn't get into the school, and that's a big, big point.
Exactly, exactly. Well, as you say, look at Dr. Herko.
Yeah. That was a shocker this morning. I thought he just wanted to talk about COVID-19, but he really put the point home that, hey, look, this happened to me, and I was very sick for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was even concerned because a week in he was still very sick, but then things started to get better. So people be careful out there. That's all.
Yeah. One other thing, Marshall, the machinery show here in Kent is
yep.
going to be on the weekend of the 24th, 25th, 26th. So folks who love all those old antique machines, come on down.
This is the shutdown, right?
The sh- What do you mean?
The antique and machinery shows, when they open up the season, and don't they shut down the season with the show?
Oh, they might. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but it's still a fun time to go and watch all these things.
It's a great show. And you can stroll the grounds there, and it's just ride the train and do all sorts of great things.
All right there, Ruth.
So we're busy again, and I'm glad you're going to be out and about, Marshall. That's wonderful news.
All right. Now we will check with you next Monday.
Okay. Take care.
Take care, Bye. Ruth. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. Republican American be found at rep-am.com.